created with free version for non-commercial use.
Module 3, Racial Diversity. A workforce that is racially diverse consists of employees who are from any racial background. There should be no restriction on the type of work that can be done or compensation based on race. To go along with ensuring racial diversity, diversity with regard to ethnicity should also be included. Employer responsibility. There are many things an employer must do to make sure racial diversity is a priority in the company. Number 1. Develop, implement, and disseminate a comprehensive policy that promotes racial diversity. Number 2. Recruit and hire individuals of different racial backgrounds. Number 3. Not segregate employees in the workplace based on race. Number 4. Not pay employees based on race. Number 5. Not fire employees based on race. Number 6. Impose consequences on anyone who does not adhere to this policy.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Diversity. As with any form of diversity, racial diversity allows for different perspectives on many topics. The variety of ways of thinking can benefit the company in ways that enable personal and company growth. Examples of the benefits of racial diversity include greater innovation, less employee turnover, quicker problem solving, higher profits, greater employee involvement. Diversity initiatives. In essence, an initiative is how a company responds to diversity. Using what the company sees as the diversity needs of its organization, it creates a strategic tactic to meeting those needs. Diversity initiatives typically include a major focus and goals and objectives. Once these elements are clearly explained, everyone within the organization is responsible for implementation. Creating the initiative begins with developing a statement that focuses on the importance of the initiative.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Established. Lastly, the plan, which includes the goals and objectives, is drafted. Complaint process. When filing a complaint regarding racial discrimination, or any discrimination for that matter, you must be sure to follow the specific process set by your company. Before filing, make sure you have a legitimate reason for the complaint. You don't want to waste your time or the time of others with a complaint you know is not a legitimate one. Once you have determined the basis of the complaint, be prepared to explain specific actions on which you are basing your claim. For example, if you are African American and your supervisor tells you he must give the promotion to your Caucasian counterpart because they need more Caucasians in management positions, you have a valid reason for making this complaint. Whether your company requires a written complaint or one submitted on a recorded phone line, be sure to do so within the required timeline of the offense.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
If the investigation goes in your favor, you may not be required to complete any additional steps. Actions against the offender will be taken at that time. If it does not go in your favor, you may want to appeal the decision. Case study. HR of the ABC Plumbing Supply Company is holding a company-wide meeting in which the company's racial diversity initiative is being discussed. Pam just finished reading the initiative and is now engaging in a Q&A session with the employees. John, an employee in the sales department, asks Pam what they should do if they feel like another employee has discriminated against him. Pam tells John the steps to the complaint process. John thanks Pam. After the meeting, Pam asks John if she can help in any other way regarding the possible discrimination he has faced. John states that he understands how the process works and will be filing a complaint.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.